At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've got former Houston Texan, one half of Payne and Pendergast, Seth Payne, joining us in studio. No phone, no static, none of that job. No horns in the background, alarms going off, none of that job.
It's as if I'm sitting in your living room with you or in your car next to you.
Yes.
Yeah, don't keep driving and telling you how to drive.
Hey, I got a feeling, Seth, if you were in somebody's back seat and you brought that bass right there, you'd scare the hell out of them. I promise you that. Man, today at the joint practices are always a tad bit overwhelming for me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fighting to get a good view of practice because there's so many people out there where we're at. I don't want to sit around and chit chat. I want to get to a point where I can see practice. And
well, and they've got the starters on offense and the starters on defense going at the exact same time.
Right. So today I'm down on the NRG side watching the offense. Well, I can't just flip my chair around and watch defense, you know. So I got a good view of most of what was going on the offensive side of the football. I thought it was a pretty solid day for the important, you know, I guess, pressure points to watch. Mm-hmm. Wide receivers, O-line. I heard you talking about some of that in the loop, but I want to really dig into the defense side of football. One, because I can't bring it to him today. Hell, I didn't see much of it. I saw one play, and it was Bullock, you know, breaking that play up over the middle where he come over the top and had that pass break up. Other than that, I didn't see much today, brother. So I wanted to get your expertise on what you saw out there, and I want to start here. You know, I've been talking about this, how important this was for a while, and it's refreshing to see it. D'Amico Ryans. I don't know if you heard it, but D'Amico Ryans
actually the offense the whole time.
I saw him over there. No, he actually in his presser today said he only saw one play, literally one play of defense today. So I haven't heard your just thoughts on how important or not of that is for D'Amico Ryans to be on the offensive side so much.
I think that, you know, for one, I think it's an indication of, remember when Sheldon Rankins was up at the podium during training camp? He was here in 2023, gone in 2024. He came back and he was asked what's different now. And he said the culture is set. And I think on defense especially, yeah, the culture is totally set. And the veteran players understand what's expected of them. And they lead as players and they set a certain standard themselves. So I think it's obvious that the offense needs a lot more work than the defense right now, or at least according to last year and training camp so far. So I think D'Amico, who's talked about delegating this training camp, can be that complete and total head coach that, hey, he's going to have his hands in the defense, I'm sure. But when he's needed, and say last year when Bobby Slowick was struggling or whatever might have been going on, that maybe he feels like he could have been a little bit more proactive and involved in that side of it. So I like that just in his evolution as a head coach. And I do agree with what Sheldon Rankin said. I think that it's not like they can go coach themselves, but Matt Burke has been there the whole 2 years too. And Matt Burke is probably going to be more of the genuine, true, and total defensive coordinator for that unit this year. And it's just it's a testament to where they are defensively, but also maybe a testament to where they need to be offensively.
Yeah, I thought I'll use the word standard. I just think defensively the standard set over there. He can turn his back and know that they're going to communicate. They're going to be physical. They're going to play fast. They're going to quote unquote swarm, right? And maybe being a first time head coach, that may have been neglected the first 2 years on the offensive side of the football. And so, you know, last year he as a defensive minded head coach, he had to be so frustrated to look up and go, "You mean to tell me I got an offense that's not communicating well?
Right.
You mean to tell me that I got these problems on offense?" And it's not that we're not talented enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's that we've got some internal issues that we've got to fix. And I think it seems like he's like hell bent on getting that part of it.
Yeah, and that's it. And I think too, if you think about D'Amico's ability to kind of spot where the tells are and where the tendencies are as a defensive coach, when he's watching and able to explain exactly, hey, to an offensive lineman, this is why I know you're pulling. Hey, this is why I know it's slide to the left. Yeah. Like all of these things that maybe sometimes, honestly, even offensive coaches don't quite understand how much the defensive coaches see. So there's a lot of value in having D'Amico really focus his attention on there. And then the other part of it, when it comes to culture being set on defense, the two teams that really stick out in my mind in terms of having player-led cultures for a long time would be the Steelers defense for a long time, and then the Ravens for like the past two decades. A lot of that really came from the defensive side of the ball. Yep. And they create this culture where the older players pass it on down to the younger players, and then those guys just kind of have a certain psychotic bent to them that they expect. And you don't want to go on cruise control as a coach, but you can, and I don't want to say you don't want to worry about it, but you might not have to manage it as much.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hadn't thought about it that deeply until you asked me about it.
That's a great point with thinking Baltimore and Pittsburgh and kind of how it's become the entire identity, but it started on defense. It's become the identity of how the organization, not just the team, it's the whole organization.
Yeah, I mean, if you go back to the Steelers had that stretch there in the 90s where whatever, but going back to the 70s, it was a lot about their identity on defense.
That's a good look. What about defensively on the field action, player-wise, scheme-wise? What'd you see today defensively?
I think the two things that I'm concerned about with the defense in terms of just them being, hey, can you be a top three defense, is the big plays allowed, which they, for how good they were down in and down out, I always tell Sean, they were like 97% of the time they were awesome, and then 3% of the time it was a 30-yard touchdown reception, or it was a long run burst. And I thought today there were some shot plays to Xavier Leggett, to Tet McMillan, the rookie, and those guys looked really good. A few of those were when they were well covered. I got to credit to like Bryce Young. I watched today and I thought, oh yeah, that's how a kid that's 5'9" and 170 pounds gets drafted number one overall. Like, oh, yeah, that's right. He can throw the football pretty well. He made some really beautiful throws to guys who were covered. The ones that concern me are some of the ones where guys were just wide open. And, you know, I'm watching the defensive line, and then I lift my eyes up, but I see a tight end wide open with nobody around him, or somebody over the middle with nobody around him. That's where I start to worry about, okay, that's the safeties and the linebackers typically. And some of the linebackers in coverage last year weren't so great. Some of the busts in the secondary were obviously because of young defensive backs. So with the one safety position being so much up in the air right now, and then still wanting to see more out of the linebackers in coverage, some of those wide open uncovered receptions where there were something got blown somewhere, that concerns me a little bit.
Well, with D'Amico, and I, look, he can do damn near anything he wants with the personnel, at least from theoretically.
Yeah.
But with the pressure kind of suffocating style that he seems to want to play, if you're not on, I mean, if you're not on it across the board, you can get in that kind of trouble.
Yeah, and I was thinking that too. I try real hard not to make excuses for these guys because it's so easy when it's not full contact. There is an element of the Texans defense that their plays made behind the line of scrimmage, just that's what drives them. Well, it's not just sacks, it's tackles for a loss. It's all of these really aggressive plays, and then obviously the interceptions. So I think sometimes, you don't want to read too much into a few plays in any practice, really. But you got to watch a game play out to see, all right, well, Derek Stingley had a couple interceptions. Azeez Elshire had a forced fumble. Those are the kinds of things that flip the tables a lot in a regular season game. So I'm not, I do think there's no way the Panthers are as bad as they were last year. They helped Bryce Young out a lot. They've got some good offensive linemen there. They brought in 5 free agents as potential starters on defense. I mean, that was one of the worst scoring defenses in NFL history last year. So I think the Panthers are a better team. And I think that today it was back and forth. If we're gonna act like today was just an absolute indication of how these two teams are, I would say the Panthers are better than we thought they were going to be. And if I had to play that exercise, I'd say, okay, I think the Texans still have a little work to do, and on offense especially, because I think the offensive line was better than I feared they would be if I were talking about this a couple weeks ago. But in the run game, I didn't see that push that I saw in the first series last week.
Right. But what about the secondary with the Texans, the cover defenders?
Yeah.
I've been on the Jalen Smith train, like how important Jalen Smith is with his team. That has been a stick for me for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, since he was drafted, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I heard you talking this morning about the overall depth in that second. If there is concern, whatever, worry, weakness, whatever you want to call it, that seems to be one you want to keep your eye on.
Yeah, and I think some of that is just in that, hey, you know, some of these guys have been on the team for a while, and you like Miles Bryant for some of the things he can do in the slot, but that's one of your main backups at this point. Jalen Smith is an unproven rookie. You've got Tremont Smith. You've got just things that if one of these guys are starting opposite of Derek Stingley or Kamari Lassiter, and that you also still have, you know, Jalen Petrie's got, you know, some concerns when he's playing man in the slot, you're at a disadvantage sometimes. You know, you got to scheme your way around that. And I still wouldn't be surprised if at some point, depending on how Jalen Smith develops or anything else, Nick, like Casario always loves signing corners and getting corners. There's a reason Damon Arnett is on this team right now.
Yeah.
Unless I missed something. I assume he's still on the team. Okay,
well, he
gotcha.
Was last. I didn't see him today, but I didn't watch the defense. Yeah. But he's been out there, yes.
Yeah. I just, every time I look up, there's like I missed a transaction.
Yeah,
he signed that tight end yesterday. Yeah. He's got like 17 career receptions.
Yeah. It's hard to keep up with those kind. What, you know, here's where, staying on that secondary topic real quick, Seth, the Jalen Smith, one reason why I've kind of dialed in on him is because obviously what we just talked about, the depth at that cover position.
Yeah.
But boy, you go from being maybe a weakness or a concern to a huge plus, because with a Jalen
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Smith, even if he's an outside corner, an everyday outside corner, and that's all he is, he's never going to be a guy that can play inside.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Kamari Lassiter be really, really effective inside.
Yeah.
And to give D'Amico Ryans the ability to like, again, in a situation where you want to play man, take Petrie off the field, slide Lassiter inside with another corner that you can trust, I mean, that is a huge weapon, a big-time adjustment that can be made at any point in time. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a nickel defender or a slot corner, just anybody in that cover corner group, steps up. Boy, D'Amico.
So you don't think Jalen Smith, you don't like him at the slot?
No, well, he can be the slot. Yeah, okay. Any way it goes, I just really like Lassiter's.
The
little bit that we saw. Like, we talked about it last year. I thought Lassiter needed to be an inside corner to more protect him.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I was wrong, and he is a great outside corner in his own right.
Yeah.
But when they did late in the season last year move Lassiter down there, he's a cover corner that has some very similar instincts to Petrie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, if the Smith kid has that, cool, that's fine too.
Yeah.
But just the ability to have a guy that can rush the passer, a guy that's got great instincts to play the run, a guy that's a more than willing tackler, but by the way, he can also cover,
mm-hmm.
play that slot corner spot would be something that I think D'Amico would really embrace.
Yeah, and I think that's where when I bring up Jalen Petrie that he's got weaknesses in coverage, it's not like I'm criticizing him. I mean, he's a safety. He's not those guys, if you got a guy in the slot, that's a cornerback that's down there. So he's going to have some limitations. So as teams are looking at this defense the entire offseason, they know that Jalen Petrie's got certain weaknesses when he's lined up in there in the slot. So the Texans are going to have to get a little bit creative in moving guys around to begin with.
You said, you think about it, man. To if you play the first half and they're targeting Jalen Petrie,
they're getting
at him a little bit. Well, you go in at halftime, all of a sudden you come out at half and now you slid Kamari in there and you've got a corner that you really trust outside. Now you've created some problems. Now you've changed the whole look for the quarterback. Now you've taken this weapon that I had all this success with in the first half, and I'm fixing to come out here and light your ass up. Now all of a sudden, you got a physical, corner that can cover the hell out of him.
Yeah.
And by the way, might hit me in the chin if I don't keep my eye on him as a quarterback. So I think it's a weapon.
I think with Jalen Smith or any young defensive back or any young player in the rookie year, the thing that's always interesting too is there are guys that just simply they benefit from just actually game planning.
Yeah.
Like the kids that are smart and the kids that actually are on it, they look a lot better as they start getting into the groove of an NFL season and can study tendencies. When you go, it's frustrating when you're young, especially, and you're still trying to figure it out, and you go into these teams and these games kind of blind. You really don't study them or game plan the way you usually do. And the coaches always say, well, we want to see the physical battle. And you're like, well, yeah, in a realistic situation, like I've worked harder than the dude I'm playing and know his tendencies and everything. So, let's make this a little bit more realistic, can we? How about the guys that are playing really well when it's just a physical battle and then they're idiots when it gets to the regular season?
How about Cade Stover today cracking that defensive lineman on it? Looked like a little trap, and I was just like, what? I mean, I bet Big Boy, what's his name, that damn D tackle?
That was Derek Brown.
I bet Derek Brown was like, damn, we ain't even seen film on you guys yet, and you're whamming
but that's on Derek Brown because he's not allowed to cut. He's not going to cut in this. You know he's going to go high.
You got no excuse for
getting whammed that hard.
That was great, man. All right, Seth, we appreciate you, man, and I know you're a busy man, especially when you – when the Texans got to have a game that week. I know you're busy. I appreciate you joining us.
Oh, it's always my pleasure.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more.
Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.